and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to help get back another different migrant who was deported to El Salvador. ABC's Catherine Falders.
The judge, in this case, the new one that we're discussing is a Trump appointee. She ordered the government not to remove other individuals covered by this settlement, the 2019 settlement. So it does potentially tee up another court battle that the Trump administration will have to fight here.
The U.S. and China are talking every day about tariff negotiations, says President Trump at the White House, but China publicly saying, no, we aren't. Now, a second federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from making federal funds to schools conditional on eliminating diversity and equality policies. Two federal judges in Maryland and New Hampshire doing so today. The convicted mass shooter Robert Cremo has been sentenced to life in prison for the deadly 2022 Chicago area July 4th parade massacre. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be new spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process, but again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished. A Republican bill in the state legislature would keep appointees to a state position from continuing after their term ends. It would close a loophole that allows an appointee to continue to remain on a state board or commission until a replacement is named and confirmed by the state Senate. The issue first surfaced in 2022 when an appointee of Governor Scott Walker, Fred Prynn, remained on the Natural Resources Board for over a year after his term ended. It happened again a year later when Megan Wolf's term as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator ended, and the commission didn't nominate her successor. The Wisconsin Supreme Court later decided to allow Prynn and Wolf to remain in their positions. Richland Center Public Works and Brewer Public Library will host an Arbor Day Story Time Friday from 3 to 4:30 at the library. Each attendee will go home with their own seedling to plant. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, hanging on to the heat as we reach the low 70s. Showers and some thunderstorms start to roll through overnight, bringing widespread light rain by the morning. We could be waking up to patchy fog, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler, staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy of
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We'll talk about Joe Zepecki throwing his hat in the ring to head up Wisconsin Democrats. Also, a little audio sorbet. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, April 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is NFL Draft Day in Green Bay, Wisconsin, something that a lot of folks, particularly those listening on WGBW, our great station in Green Bay, have been looking forward to For over a couple of years now. After this was announced, it is draft day. We are going to celebrate appropriately enough. In hour number two, our friend and colleague, host of Nightlight, right here on Civic Media every evening, 6 until 8, normally from GBW in Green Bay. Pete Schwabe is actually in Madison. He's going to be here joining us in person, talking a little bit about the Packers, the draft, Green Bay, but also some entertainment things as well. Also, and what's worse, a food edition in hour two. Onions or no onions? We'll discuss that. Our old friend Kevin O'Connor is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, my old broadcast partner, talking about Green Bay Packer draft, booms and busts of the past. And also, anybody remember the old NFL Cheese League? Here in Wisconsin, we'll discuss that with Kev at the bottom of the hour. But now somebody who I know remembers the old NFL Wisconsin Cheese League. He is there joining us live from Lambeau Field via telephone. Civic Media's great sports reporter. Nobody's better than our own Mike Clemens. Mike, thanks for taking the time on a busy, busy day.
Yeah, you know, I think there is kind of a cell signal problem here because maybe the volume of people, because I've kind of had trouble getting things uploaded or whatever, even though I got to 2 or 3 bars. But how are you, Todd?
I'm doing well. It's interesting you bring that up because we actually kind of toyed around with doing the show up there either today or tomorrow. And because of what you just said, and in fact, I got some information that went through some of the people are having to register. Whatever. It's crazy what people have to do. All these national people come in, plus people visiting. And I think it's really going to wreak havoc with some of these signals. So that's part of the reason we're not up there live. But you're always there on site bringing us the best from the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks, and the Badgers. Have you ever been to a draft in person like this before? Obviously, first time in Wisconsin, but have you been to these before?
No, and that's because people say, oh, so you're going to Radio Music City Hall in New York, right? Or you're going to go to Nashville. You know,
right.
since Roger Goodell got the idea, say, how can we make more money on this? How can we turn this into an even better TV show? And the year that they did it in Nashville was really terrific pictures, and it was a great party atmosphere, too. And then that is when it really took off. Kansas City seemed to be a pretty good place. We're going to be interested to see if, in fact, Green Bay has as big a draw as they had in Detroit last year and some of the previous markets, only because you know, I think there's an awful lot of people that are wonder if the weather is going to be iffy, that the fact that Green Bay, as opposed to those larger markets, has got fewer places to stay in. And some of the prices, you know, motels that usually go for $90 a night, $100, they're charging $600 a night.
Right.
Parking right now, if you get on a busy street like Oneida that goes right by the stadium, as far as 8 blocks away, there's a church that's charging $100 for parking. And it's that way all the way in.
Right.
And so everybody thinks that this is going to be their big payday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to see the volume that maybe they thought they would.
Interesting. Interesting.
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track. Dahl at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
There goes the runner, swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. Oh, Contreras.
Hit on the ground hard towards third. A backhanded diving play by Durbin. Pops up, bounces a throw across, and he got it.
Today, the crew take on the San Francisco Giants in the Bay at Oracle Park.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The Yoho changeup. It is dazzling.
Gone! Christian Yelich, a grand slam, and this game is broken open in
now
the sixth.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a cloudy and chilly Thursday afternoon in San Francisco as the Brewers and Giants wrap up this four-game series here at Oracle Park. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon as the Brewers and Giants again looking to wrap up this series. Brewers looking to split this series after the Giants won last night's game by a final of 4-2, despite the Brewers with a threat in the ninth inning. So the Brewers excited about today because they are activating Tobias Myers from the injured list, and he will make his 2025 debut on the mound. He will be opposed by right-hander Landon Roop for San Francisco. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Giants, wrapping up the four-game series here this afternoon. Leg one of this three-city road trip for the crew. And Josh, the Brewers giving a couple of guys days off today. No Jackson Churio in the lineup, no Contreras, and no Caleb Durbin today either. Young player that probably a good thing for him to take a deep breath. He's been productive in this series, though.
Yeah, he's been one of the Brewers, if not, well, certainly not Bryce Terang level Brewer hitters, but everybody other than Bryce Terang this series, he's been right there. I think it is very telling, though, that Jackson and William in particular are not in there, because those guys play just about every day. But you've seen Churio struggling with the bat here over the last really couple of weeks. And then Contreras, he needed a day. Last night he got beat up. There was that play at third base where he came up a little limpy, and then they had that foul ball off of his midsection just a few minutes later. That was a rough night for William.
Yeah, and William, you could kind of look at the schedule and figure that today was going to be a day for William Contreras. We were told today before the game, this is not a medical situation. He's available. He could have played today. There is no injury, but it was still a good day to give him a day off all the same. Your catcher, there's a lot of wear and tear over the course of the season, so Eric Haas will catch Tobias Myers, who makes his 2025 debut and a follow-up to what was such a sensational rookie season a year ago. We're going to talk about that very fact with Brewers manager Pat Murphy when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin and Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera?
Oh,
good to sit ringside at a boxing match? Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a good piece of news today to get Tobias Myers back, a guy you've been waiting on that was such a huge part of last year's squad.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Tobias, a great worker, and he proved himself last year in his first year in the big leagues. He came out of nowhere and had to be the surprise player of the year for everybody in the league. He was just a real force for us, and we don't have to look any further back than game three of the playoffs when he was unbelievable against the Mets for 5+. So, we're really excited he's back in the rotation. Hopefully he gets off to a great start.
Maybe you already knew it at that point, but what he did in game three of the wild card series and the way he pitched and the body language he had throughout that entirety of the night, what did that tell you about Tobias the competitor?
Yeah, it's not easy in your first year. While he was going good, for sure, it's still to climb into a playoff atmosphere and be that poised and pitch that well is pretty special. So and it's not like he's possessing, you know, stuff beyond him, right, anyone else. It's just that the competitor in him, I think, made the difference.
I know we talk about this a lot, and Tobias is one of the extreme examples of it, but it is fun to see guys that have different paths to this point, that hung in there, that believed in themselves, that bet on themselves when they might have had other people around them telling them, hey, it's time to go get a different job and do something different.
Yeah, and it's a credit to our front office that, and our organization, the way we do things, we're gonna have these type of guys emerge, and it is really a beautiful part of the journey is to see how many of these young guys get an opportunity, and then latch onto it and become something and change their lives, and you know it's the organization of opportunity. You get that opportunity, and there's still a standard of winning here that brings out a lot of good in a lot of people.
Murph, the other side of it is you send Brian Hudson down, and Brian, from a command standpoint, maybe not exactly where you wanted him to be, so that's probably part of the message is to go work on strike throwing and quality strikes and getting ahead in counts and all those things that he was doing at the beginning of last year for you.
Yeah, Brian was a huge part of our success last year, and I think he'll be a huge part of our success this year going forward. It's just a matter of, yeah, he's got to get himself just a little bit of an adjustment to get himself on track again, because he was so effective for us early last year, and pitching up in the zone, you know, while the numbers don't light up the gun, you know, he's somewhere around 90 to 92. It's when, you know, he's at the top of the zone with that great 7-3 extension. That's when you got a guy that 92, 93 looks 98, and then anything he throws off speed has them really off balance. And he was so good early that we want him to recapture that. So we think spending some time down in Nashville and getting right will help him down the road.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the weather. It might say this is the temperature, but the real feel is this, and that's how Hudson's fastball can play. We're back with more with Murph right after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
20 WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Oracle Park. Brewers and Giants wrapping up this four-game series this afternoon. Brewers will send Tobias Myers to the mound for his 2025 debut. Landon Roop will go for San Francisco today. Murph, Rhys Hoskins really has been in a good place, and he gets on base twice again for you last night, just giving you quality at bats and getting deep into the count, it seems like, frequently right now.
He really has. He's off to a really good start. He's trained hard. He's diligent about his pregame. He's a pro. You know, he's been around. He's a veteran. He hit 27 big homers for us last year, and I believe we're going to get that production and then some with the way he's, you know, taking his walks, the way he's, you know, zoned in his plate discipline. I think we've got him on the right track, and hopefully it's a sign of great things to come.
Jake Bowers has had a couple of really nice swings for you the last couple of nights. It's an art, right, to not play every day and be able to contribute like he's been able to?
Yeah, I know Jake's unsung hero of this ball club, keeping us afloat while we have all these injuries. And he's really when he's filled in nicely. And almost every time we've given him a start, he's done something to help us win.
Good luck this afternoon, Murph.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Birds and Giants finished the four-game series this afternoon by the Bay. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, we talked about Tobias Myers getting activated, so now the Brewers can cross one off of the starting pitchers on the IL list. And another one is getting closer. Brandon Woodruff is going to continue his rehab assignment today. He'll pitch for AAA Nashville. They've got a doubleheader tonight. And he's scheduled to go in Game 1 at 5:30 Central Time. Brandon Woodruff's third rehab start. Keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer and check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. We were crowdsourcing this in the booth, but Kent Sommerfeld had a good one. Be nice to give Tobias Myers an early lead today as he returns to the Major League mound for the first time this season. Give him a lead to work with. Score early against Landon Roop. Very fun conversation coming up for you next. Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller rejoins me. Part two of our conversation. We're going to talk spring training memories with Uke right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement door and window screen. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to fit your needs. All rolls of replacement door and window screen are on sale now through April 27. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, by the Bay in San Francisco. We continue. It is the Brewers and the Giants. Our pregame guest, the longtime voice of the Giants, one of the voices of Major League Baseball, John Miller, is kind enough to give us a few moments. It's good to see you. How are you, John?
So I'm well, and it's
for me, always cool to when the Giants play the Brewers. I go, my first year broadcasting Major League Baseball was 1974. I was 22 years old, and the Brewers were an American League team. The A's, of course, in the American League. And the Brewers were not that good that year, but I was at a function with Robin Yount at Bud Selig's house in spring training several years ago. Hank Aaron was there, and it was kind of a cool night. And I'm talking to Robin Yount, and I said, you know, when I was 22 and I did my first Major League spring training broadcast, the A's were playing in Mesa, the old Rendezvous Stadium, which was a WPA project from the 30s, wooden ballpark that seated about, 1,800 people. And the Brewers came over from Sun City. Yep. And I said, you played shortstop. You were 18 or 19, whatever you were. And he thought about it. He said, you know, that was probably my first game because we had a shortstop named Tim Johnson. And going across the valley, he was a veteran, so he didn't have to make the trip. So I had to make the trip across, and that's my first game. And I said, so you're kind of remembering that because I wanted to get it right. And he said, he said, that's probably right. And I said, well, I'm going with you having told me that that was your first game because it was my first game. So we broke in the same day, and I got a big laugh from my family back home in the Bay Area when I said, there's Robin Yount. He's a young kid the Brewers are real high on. And they're like, you're 22, you're calling some guy a kid? What? So a kid calling a kid. But the old County Stadium was one of the old ballparks with a lot of flavor. It had a tightwad hill out behind right field where people could watch the game, sit on their little blanket like they're having a little picnic and catch the game for free, or at least the part they could see. And Aaron and Willie Mays hit four home runs there for the Giants one day. The fourth one he hit over the head of Henry Aaron.
We're visiting with the great John Miller on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. Brewers and Giants are coming up. Have you seen pictures, or maybe you saw it with your own eyes, of Bob Uecker and Merle Harmon in Sun City calling spring training games shirtless while they were suntanning? Have you heard those stories?
Well, I was over there. We had our own little trip across the valley. Monty Moore was my partner, the veteran broadcaster. And we got in our booth, and in the booth just above us, because that's the one that they could sit out in the sun, where Uke and Merle Harmon, and Merle Harmon, one of the great play-by-play broadcasters, not just baseball, but NFL. He could do it all. He was just a great broadcaster. And they just kept laughing and laughing up there. And years later, I read Merle's autobiography, and he told the story about, he had a whole chapter about, he would just toss something out there, and then Uke would just go off doing extemporaneous stand-up comedy for a whole inning. And they're like laughing and laughing and laughing. And I just remember thinking, wow, they're getting their deep golden tans up there and having a million laughs. And I wonder what they're laughing about. Anyway, so that was the ballpark where Sun City was one of the first retirement communities. The people who used to own the old Yankees, Stan Topping and Del Webb, they were real estate tycoons as well. And they built that community. And part of the deal was you bought one of those houses. It came with its own golf cart. And the ballpark was sunken. And at the top of the stands, the golf carts could park. The people could bring their own golf carts right from home and watch the game. And so it was a very unique venue for a ball game. And that's the first spring that I was there. That's 51 years ago.
John, thank you so much for your perspective. It was so nice to spend some time with you.
All right, and I miss your park because, for me, it's one of the great parks. You can hit a home run there, but also there's no rain delays, and it's cool looking. It's got all those different decks. It's, one, for me, one of the best-looking ballparks in the game. So I can see why Brewers fans love to go there. So I'm looking forward to the Giants getting back there later on.
Yeah, we'll see you in August. Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure.
John Miller joining us here on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. When we come back, I'll get you tonight's starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Giants on the Brewers Radio Network.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Brewers and Giants only about 10 minutes away from getting this series finale underway. Hope you enjoyed that conversation, by the way, with John Miller. We welcome you back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time to get you the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. They're supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Lane and I discussed at the outset here, this is a big day off day for Pat Murphy. For the first time this year, no Jackson Churio. William Contreras, just his second day off, and Caleb Durbin not in there for the first time since his promotion. So against the right-hander Landon Roop, here are the nine that will play. Bryce Terang, who is as hot as anybody right now, bats leadoff again as the second baseman. Last two games, he's 7-for-9. Sal Frelich moves up to the two spot. He'll play right field. This is only the second time in his major league career he's batted second. Christian Yelich is in the outfield. He's playing left and batting third. And Reese Hoskins, the DH today, he'll be in the cleanup spot. Jake Bowers has had a great last couple of nights, so he'll get the start at first base, and he bats fifth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, hits number six. Garrett Mitchell's in center field batting seventh. Vinny Capra gives Durbin the day off at third base. He'll hit eighth. And Eric Haas doing the catching in place of Contreras, rounding out the order against Landon Roop. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers ready to get it back in gear on the Major League mound for the first time since Game 3 of last year's Wild Card Series. The nine for Bob Melvin starts with Mike Yastrzemski in the leadoff spot. He's in right field. Willie Adames, the shortstop, batting second, 2-for-12 in the series against his former friends. Jung-Hoo Lee, the center fielder, what a year he's having. He bats third. Matt Chapman is in the cleanup spot again and playing third base. Elliot Ramos, the designated hitter today. He's hitting number five. Lamont Wade Jr. at first base, batting sixth. Tyler Fitzgerald is the second baseman and number seven hitter. Doing the catching is Sam Huff. Our first look at him as a starter. Former Ranger bats eighth. And Luis Matos, the left fielder, rounds out the order against Tobias. Today's umpires presented, as always, by Cannon and Dunphy. Veteran Jim Wolf is behind the plate. Alex McKay, first base. Crew chief Alan Porter at second. And Brian Walsh over at third. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. We'll hear from Lane Grindle. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Purveya Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Giants, the finale of this four-game series when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
To achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Chill the beat.
Giants take the field as we welcome you back to Oracle Park. Brewers need a win to get a four-game split here in San Francisco at the start of their longest road trip of the season. This is game 4 of 10 on the trip. Landon Roop is on the hill. Let's wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a quick drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. There's only one other team in the Central in action today. That's later tonight. Pirates try to sweep the Angels in California. Carmen Majinski's on the road. Pittsburgh's taking the first two games of that series. Cubs are off after their two-game exciting sweep of the Dodgers. They welcome Philadelphia to Wrigley this weekend. Chicago now with a season-high 2.5-game lead over the Brewers in the Central Division. And the Brewers going to St. Louis. After this game, the Cardinals will be coming off of a 1-6 road trip. They're off today, but they went 1-6 through the Mets and the Braves. They've been much better at home, unfortunately. The Brewers will try to change that this weekend. But first things first, try to win a game and split a series here against the Giants. And for the play-by-play, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, bonus points if you can spell Majinski. We'll revisit that later on in the broadcast. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew. And Landon Roop's first pitch of the game is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Terang hitting 350, three home runs, 14 driven in. Seven for his last nine at the plate in this series, and he takes up and in, one ball and one strike. Got underway at 12:45 Pacific time. 54 degrees at first pitch. The 1-1 missed outside. And it is two balls and one strike. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a can. Roop brings home the 2-1 pitch to Terang, and it is fouled out of play. Third base side, it's 2-2. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless. Liss is more. Terang with the second best batting average in the National League behind Brendan Donovan, who the Brewers will see this weekend in St. Louis. 2-2's outside. He's worked the count full at 3-2. Roop making his fifth start of the year. He's 2-1 with a 4.09 ERA. And the 3-2 pitch down and in, and working a walk to lead off the game is Bryce Terang. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And that'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. Hitting in the two spot today with Jack Centurio getting the day off. 19 game on base streak for Frelick. Hitting 318 overall with a home run and six driven in. Roop out of the stretch, the pitch, and Sal committed to it. And went around, it's 0-1. Time for a quick trip around the bases presented by Mars and Wrigley. Julia Brock from Grafton is our contestant. The 0-1 to Frelick. Swing and a miss. Went after a two-seam fastball off the plate, and it's 0-2. Julia will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip, if the Brewers can score in this first inning. And off to a good start with a runner at first and nobody out. 0-2 pitch. Frelick bounces one under the glove of the first baseman Wade and into right field. Terang going first to third, and the Brewers have the table set for Yelich here in the first inning. First and third for the crew and nobody out. And Sal Frelick with a 20-game on base streak now. His third hit of this series. And the Brewers have set themselves up to have a very good first inning here against the right-hander Landon Roop. Yelich has had a good series at the Grand Slam two nights ago. Three hits overall in this series. Roop brings home the first pitch, and Yelich takes a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-12 on the year with five home runs and 19 driven in for Christian. Roop comes set, and the 0-1 pitch. That is down and away with a changeup. And it's one ball and one strike. 26 years of age for Roop, 6'2", 215. Former 12th round pick back in 21 by the Giants. Debuted last year. Primarily worked out of the bullpen. 1-1 is shot foul and out of play down the third baseline. It's 1-2 on Yelich. He did make four starts. Brewers saw Ruth last year and he pitched well against the Crew. Had a pretty good rookie campaign. And now a part of this rotation to start 2025. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul. Just got a piece of the curveball. That's been a big pitch for Roop early on this year, is that curveball, especially when he gets two strikes on the opponent. But Yelich able to get a piece of it and stay alive. First and third, nobody out here. Brewers with a threat. Roop brings home the 1-2 pitch, and Yelich just got a piece of it again. Came back with a changeup that time down below the zone. He's working Christian down with the last couple of pitches. Still one ball and two strikes. Roop leaning in, looking to his catcher, Huff. And now the 1-2 pitch, and that missed in. Boy, a tough take for Yelich. It's 2-2. Some boos from the crowd here at Oracle Park. They thought that was strike three. It was a borderline pitch. Yelich just so good in terms of understanding the strike zone. Toss to first and back in time is Frelick.
Boy, that was one that you couldn't really argue either way. Jim Wolf deemed it. It was that close.
It was a two-seamer. Man, it had a lot of arm side run. It looked like it might have came back and clipped the corner. There goes Frelick. The pitch is lifted into right center field. Going to be a long run coming in and making the catch is Lee. And Frelick was off and running. So he has to go back and touch the bag at second, and he's doubled off at first. Coming down the line and scoring is Terang, so it's 1-0 Crew. On a sack fly from Yelich, and Frelick, who was running with the pitch, had slid into second, lost the baseball, had to touch second, and Lee able to throw back to first and double him off. But the Brewers do get a run home. Now two outs, nobody on for Rhys Hoskins. It's 1-0 Crew. Roop brings home the pitch, and that is lined into right center field. That is in the gap. Hoskins, big turn at first. Now he puts the brakes on as Yastrzemski did a great job hustling over there and cutting it off before it could get into Triples Alley. So a base hit for Hoskins, the second hit of the inning, and the Brewers continue the inning now to Jake Bowers. So a unique first inning against Roop so far for the Crew, but they've had some good swings. As Bowers takes a strike on the outside edge with a changeup, it's 0-1. A 1 pitch is down low, one ball and one strike. Hoskins was hitting out of the cleanup spot. You can clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 1-1 is hit down the right field line. That's going to get down for Jake Bowers. Hoskins goes first to third. Bowers with a single, and the Brewers with their third hit of the inning against Roop, and now they've got first and third and two outs. And a chance to add to this 1-0 lead. Wasn't hit overly hard. In fact, hit just 70 miles an hour. Looked like it got in on him, and he just muscled it into shallow right for a base hit. Now here's Joey Ortiz. Ortiz hitting 173, no home runs, four driven in. Brewers hoping he can break out of a little slump here. First pitch to him, and he bunts it up the first baseline right at Wade, who fields it, will tag him out. And the inning is over. So Joey Ortiz trying to bunt with two outs and bunts it right at the first baseman, Lamont Wade, who tags him out. And the Brewers get a run, but that's it in the top of the first. We go to the bottom half. Brewers 1 and the Giants coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Way.
Brewers with a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the first. So a lead to work with already for Tobias Myers. And he throws his first pitch of 2025 to Mike Yastrzemski. It's a base hit up the middle and into center field. So one pitch and a single for Yastrzemski, his second hit of the series. And now here's Willy Adames. Tobias Myers, what a season last year for the Crew. The Brewers desperately needed some guys to step forward for them in that rotation last year, and Tobias said, I'll do it. The 26-year-old was the most valuable pitcher voted on by the writers last year for the Crew. As the pitch comes up and in on Adames, it's 1-0. 9-6 with a 3.00 ERA over 25 starts, 138 innings. And he was a stud in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series as he throws to first and Yastrzemski's back in there with a head-first dive. One ball and no strikes here on Adames at the plate. In a 1-0 Brewers lead. Early on here in game four of this series. The 1-0 pitch. And now he's caught a cleat and it'll be a balk. Never even let go of the ball. We saw Tobias do that last year a handful of times too. Where he just catches a cleat. And that time he never even got rid of the ball. So just kind of stumbled. I think it was that back cleat that got caught in there on Tobias. So now Yastrzemski at second. And the 1-0 pitch is hit foul and out of play down the right field line. It's 1-1. I bet we saw Tobias do that two or three times all of last season. Mm-hmm. And you see him really working on the dirt. The toe hold right in front of the rubber right now. Just trying to make sure that's to his liking. And the 1-1 pitch. And that missed down and in. Two balls at one strike. Fastball at 93 that time from Tobias. He was very good during his rehab assignments as he was working himself back. Basically having a second spring training. 2-1 pitch. That missed in. And it's 3-1 on Adames. Scoreless over five innings his last time out for Nashville. What a journey it was to get to the point that he got to last season. 3-1 pitch, and Willie swings on it and fouls it over near the on-deck circle near Jung-Hoo Lee. It's 3-2 on Adames. He's experienced a little bit of everything as a professional, as Tobias. It's given him unique perspective now that he's arrived. Looks in and the 3-2 pitch. is a ground ball to third. Charging it is Capra. Fields throws to first in time. Good stretch by Bowers. Staying put at second is Yastrzemski. And there's one away now for Jung-Hoo Lee. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So Lee had a three-hit night last night. He's 4-for-12 in the series. Hitting .333 with three home runs and 15 driven in. On the year for San Francisco, Myers brings home the pitch, and it is lined down the right field line. If it's fair, it's going to be extra bases. It is fair, and one hops the wall in the corner. Yastrzemski's around third. He will score. We are tied at one on an RBI double from Jung-Hoo Lee. His fifth hit of this series. He has a very quick bat. That was a fastball at 94. It was in. And he pulled his hands in and turned it around right down that right field line. And here's Matt Chapman. A lot of hits in this game already. Five hits between the two teams. And there's just one out in the bottom of the first. Myers looks back at second and brings home the first pitch to Chapman. That misses low with a slider. And it's 1-0. Brewers off to St. Louis tonight at the conclusion of the game this afternoon. Three with the Cardinals in St. Louis. 1-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. And then to Chicago from there for three with the White Sox before coming home for three with the Cubs. It's what the next week plus looks like.